two defendants in the cases related to the January 6th Capitol riot have turned to prominent attorneys for legal help, Bruce Castor and Michael Vanderveen. Now, those names might ring a bell. As NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach reports, they defended former President Trump at his second impeachment trial.
When Trump was impeached for allegedly inciting the January 6th insurrection, he called on attorneys Bruce Castor and Michael Vanderveen to defend him. Standing on the Senate floor, Vanderveen argued that Trump did nothing wrong. Instead, blamed the rioters, he said.
The entire team condemned the violence and lawbreaking that occurred on January 6th in the strongest possible terms. We've advocated that everybody be found, punished to the maximum extent of the law.
Now, months later, close to 500 people have been found, arrested, and charged, and Vanderveen and Castor find themselves on the other sides of those prosecutions. Vanderveen, who you just heard, is representing Jason Dolan. He's an alleged member of the anti-government militia the Oath Keepers from Florida, where his arrest was big news.
Dolan, a Wellington resident and 20-year Marine Corps veteran, faces four charges in connection to the storming of the Capitol on January 6th, including a charge of destruction of government property.
Dolan has also been indicted for conspiracy for allegedly planning and executing the attack on the Capitol. Bruce Castor's clients, meanwhile, are facing much less serious misdemeanor charges.
We won the election, and we will have big victory soon. We all know that. President Trump won by landslide.
This is one of those clients, Christina Malimon. She's a Republican activist from Oregon, and as you could hear from this interview last December, she supported Trump's election conspiracy theories.
And I know that 100% that President Trump will be our president.
Court documents say she and her mother, Yevgenia, were arrested outside the Capitol on the evening of January 6th. They allegedly violated the city's curfew and failed to listen to repeated police orders to disperse. They've pleaded not guilty. It's unclear what led Vanderveen and Castor to take on these cases. They did not respond to our phone and email messages. Their law firm is based in Philadelphia and focuses on personal injury and criminal defense. And Castor got some harsh reviews for his defense of Trump, which included some detours like this.
I worked in this building 40 years ago. I got lost then, and I still do.
Even Trump-supporting Republicans called that performance rambling. But Castor, Vanderveen, and their legal team ultimately secured Trump's acquittal. They told a podcast from Philadelphia talk radio station WPHT that they had no regrets. In fact, they said that during the trial, they were put up at the Trump International Hotel, where the staff treated them, quote, like kings. Here's Vanderveen.
They ironed my underwear every morning. I woke up with iron underwear. You ever had that? It's amazing, man.
Castor said he actually got a note from Trump on his wardrobe choices.
The president didn't like the way I looked on TV, so he had suits made for me.
In fact, Castor said they were tailored Brioni suits, so he'd be more telegenic. Given that experience, they said they wanted to take on even more high-profile cases. As it turns out, that meant defending people charged in the Capitol riot, one of the biggest criminal investigations in American history. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.